Sean. Hey, Radcast is on.
And welcome to the show, Mr. Jim Zumbo.
Gentlemen, I am pleased to be here, and I use that term loosely when I say gentlemen.
Al Linder.
Just want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us on a podcast for a little bit.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it. There's nothing makes me happier than a cold in Minnesota. If I can't be out fishing, I should be talking about fishing.
Hailing from Wisconsin, Jana Waller.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's Radcast. Hunting, fishing, and everything in between. Powered by Bow Spider.
Brought to you by PK Lures and High Mountain Seasonings.
And now, here's your hosts, Patrick Edwards and David Merrill.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Radcast Outdoors. I'm your host today, Patrick Edwards, and it is springtime, which means it's time to go fishing. I know a lot of you have already been out, probably caught more fish than I have. But that's certainly something that I want to get out and start doing. Just had shoulder surgery, and so I'm getting back out, starting to do some fishing again. It's really driving me nuts. I haven't been out enough yet. So today we're going to go over some of my top five lures that really work for any species for the most part in the springtime, and they're my go-tos. I get a lot of questions of what should I use this time of year. Really, in springtime, there's a whole arsenal of things, because once the ice starts to come off, the fish get very active and you can target them a number of different ways. So we're going to dive deep into exactly what I use and my pattern, what I use in the springtime. Now, in the spring, I don't just target walleye. I don't just target trout. There might be days where I'm going out after bass, or I might be going after crappie. So I'm going to try to encompass all those species into the five things you should probably have in your tackle box, regardless of which species you're going after. So I'm going to start with number one. Number one I like to use, and I'm going to show it to those of you who are watching online. It's just a simple little rattle bait. This one that I have here is a PK Ridge Rattler. And the reason that I like this is I can cast it about a mile. Well, not exactly a mile, but you can cast it really far. And what it does is it falls pretty quickly, and you can fish it lots of different ways. You can let it hit the water and immediately start retrieving and burn it across the surface. Trout like to hit it early in the spring. They're very active. They're very aggressive. They'll come in and they'll smash this thing. The other thing I like to do is let it go all the way to the bottom. I can work it back either on a straight retrieve right on the bottom. And this Ridge Rattler does have more weight in the front, so it goes like this along the bottom. Now, again, if you're fishing in a rocky area, you might want to pay attention because you don't want to lose these things. They will get hung up on the bottom because this thing is pretty heavy. They have different sizes too, so you can see what's going to work best for you. But fishing this kind of slow across the bottom on a steady retrieve in the spring works really well for walleye. Any place that you have water dumping into a reservoir or a lake or something like that, when the walleye come up to spawn and post-spawn, they'll be hanging out there. You can throw this lure and you can catch a lot of fish. So this rattle bait works really well. You can also rip it off the bottom. So let it sink to the bottom, rip it up, let it fall, rip it, let it fall. Makes a ton of noise. It's very aggressive. So this is on a little bit more of the aggressive side, but it's very good bait in the springtime. So the rattle bait is number one. All right. The second one is also made by PK. This is the Flutterfish. A lot of you've heard me talk about it. It really is an all-season lure. I use it in the wintertime through the ice, spring, summer, fall. Doesn't really matter. This little peanut-shaped thing works great. The reason I have gold here to show you gold is that's one of my favorite colors here at Boyson Reservoir. The reason for that is the clarity of the water. It just tends to catch more fish. I don't exactly know the science behind it. I know walleyes can see gold pretty well, but I don't know based on the water in Boyson why it works so much better than like a nickel plate. But this gold plate works really well. They have a whole bunch of different colors, so you can check those out at pklure.com. But this one I like to fish. It catches tons and tons of trout, catches walleye, it catches crappie, it catches bass, it catches everything. And the thing I like about it is if you're like me and you're crippled at the moment and you can't do a lot of casting, you can just troll this behind a boat. And it works really well being trolled. But if you can cast, this works really well in rivers. So right now, a lot of these rivers, they'll start to let out water. You can cast it up into where they're letting out the water, let it fall. And the fish that are hanging out on the seam of where that water's rushing through and where it gets a little bit slower, they'll attack this thing. And it's really fun in the springtime. I like to fish below Boyson and other reservoirs. Throw this out into that current and just get this on the seam, rip it up and down a couple of times. Those big bruiser rainbows and browns will come in and smash this thing. And walleye. I caught several walleye last spring on this lure, just throwing it in that same method. The other thing that you can do is if you're on a reservoir or lake, is you can cast it out. You can let it hit the bottom. You can rip it off the bottom. You can do a straight retrieve with it. Fish anywhere in the water column, similar to the rattle bait. It doesn't really matter. It's up to you and how you want to do that. But it is dynamic and it is effective and it will catch a lot of fish. So that's number two, would be a spoon of some sort. This is the one that I like. There's lots of other options out there. The PK spoon is another good one. But in the spring, I like the flutter fish. All right. So let's move on to number three. So it is a suspending crankbait. So why do I like a suspending crankbait or a slow rising or a slow falling crankbait in the springtime? The answer is really simple. I don't want to get snagged on the bottom, and I want a lure that I can work and let it pause, because the pause is often what triggers a strike, especially for those of you who've fished walleye and trout, that they'll follow it. Any kind of erratic movement, I tend to twitch my rod to make this thing really bounce around. And so this works extremely well. This is a shadow wrap, but I also use X wraps. I use Smithwick Rogues. I use all kinds of different suspending lures in the springtime. Dynamic also makes a J-spec, which is great. But these suspending cranks are really effective in the springtime. You can cast them out. They cast a long ways, and they typically are weighted well enough that you can cast them really far. You can work the lure fairly quickly if you want. You can work it really slow. You control it. There's lots of different options for these, but I like to use these in the rivers. And that is, again, like when fish are on the seam and they're looking for something to eat, this is an extremely effective bait to throw, because you can work this through that faster current into that slower current. And as soon as it comes through that seam, just pause it and then rip it a couple of times, just twitching your rod. That'll usually trigger a strike of some sort. And if you ever fish with me, you'll know that I fish this year round. This is a bait that should be in your tackle box no matter what. It works well in the wintertime if you're fishing open water in a river, and it works the rest of the year as well. You might have to fish it a little faster, a little slower, depending on the time of year, but it's an incredibly effective bait. So I highly recommend some sort of a suspending bait. There's a million options out there, so pick up a suspending bait. So that would be number three. Number four is one of my favorite. So this is just a jig with a paddle tail. Jigs with paddle tails work really well. My favorite combination so far, there's lots of different options on the market, but I like the VMC Moon Eye jig, 1/8 ounce. And it has a nice big wide gap hook that you can use, which is really great for walleye, especially on getting the right hookup with that fish. And then I like the Walleye Assassin paddle tails. You can pick whatever kind you want, but I like some of the color combinations that they have. This one having a chartreuse tail tends to work pretty well. I also like the ones that have a little bit of purple or a little bit of black, a little bit of gold in them. But these are extremely effective. I've caught really nice brown trout on these. I've caught crappie on these. I've caught walleye, caught bass. So you can catch just about anything on this. And the nice thing about it is the versatility. So you can cast it pretty far, maybe not as far as like a rattle bait or a suspending crank, but you can cast it pretty far, get it down deep in the water column, like along the bottom, and you can slow swim this thing across the bottom. And what'll happen is you'll just all of a sudden kind of feel some weight on it. And you can set the hook. Typically, it's a fish. Hopefully, it's not a rock. You have to pay attention to those things, but this thing catches a lot of fish. You can also fish it really fast. So you can cast it out. You can burn it across the bottom, which is something you can do in the summertime. But probably the most effective way to fish this, besides slow rolling it on the bottom, is to cast out, twitch your rod up. That bounces this lure up off the bottom, and then it comes back down. Just twitching it off the bottom like you would just any kind of jig is a really good way to go. So I highly recommend you have a bunch of these in your tackle box. You can find them just about anywhere. But again, I prefer the VMC Moon Eye Jig, and I really like these Walleye Assassin paddle tails. They catch lots of fish. So there's another option. The last one that I'll go over here with you. This is darn near one of my favorite baits of all time. And the reason I say that is I catch fish year-round on this thing, and it's especially effective in the springtime. And those of you who are watching, you're going to say, what? Are you kidding me? Crappie jig? Yes, I have a Marabou crappie jig in my hand. Marabou crappie jigs catch fish. No matter where you go, no matter what you're fishing for, pretty much, they are darn effective. This is an 1/8 ounce. That seems to be like the most effective weight of jig that I use is about an 1/8 ounce. But the reason that I like this so is that it really has good action on it, and you can fish it any way that you want. You can move it pretty quickly. You can let it drift in current. You can pop it off the bottom, and they're super cheap. They're very affordable. So you can buy a whole bunch of these from a big box retailer for less than a dollar sometimes a piece, sometimes a little bit over a dollar. But compared to a $10 crankbait or a $15 crankbait, they're very inexpensive. And they will catch as many, if not more fish. I would argue more fish than any of your cranks. So this is a really affordable, good option. So if you want to go out and just catch fish, it's great. I've caught all the panfish on a perch, bluegill, crappie. So they work great for those. But I catch walleye, sauger, rainbows, browns, just about anything that swims, largemouth bass, smallmouth bass on this thing. So this is one of the key elements, and this is one thing that I think that every angler should have in their box, regardless of where you're fishing at in the country. If you're fishing fresh water, you should have several packages of these. Some of my favorite color combinations that work the best for me is like a chartreuse and white, an all chartreuse, an all white. And then I like to go with the pink. Pink works really well for trout and for crappies. Those would be the color combos I would recommend. You can play around, get whatever colors that work best on your body of water. It just depends on the water clarity and the species you're going after. But these for here in Wyoming, caught fish all over the state on them. That's my top five, but I do want to mention one other thing. If you are going to fish that lure, that last one, the Marabou jig, I like to use Berkley Gulp. So it's just an artificial minnow. I just put the head of that minnow in over the hook and rig it up and fish it. It gives it a lot of scent. And something that a lot of people don't realize, especially about trout, is that they really like that scent and they can pick that up. Just the other night, I went fishing with my friend John Bass, and we were fishing below Boyson Dam, and I threw it out and I caught a rainbow trout, and then I threw it out and I caught a brown trout, and then right after that, caught a walleye. So all the species really like it, but having that little bit of scent kind of helps put things in your favor, especially for like salmonids who can smell things really well in the water. They have a very good sense of smell. Walleyes aren't quite as adept to that, but it certainly doesn't hurt. They can definitely smell and taste as well. But for your trout species especially, it is a really good idea to throw that on there. You'll catch a lot more fish. I've fished it bare hook. I've fished it with worms, and I fished it with gulp, and I always do the best with gulp. So those are some tips for the springtime. I hope you guys get out there and have a lot of fun. Hopefully you catch lots of fish. Post some pictures. I look forward to seeing what you guys do out there. Hopefully you guys are having a great spring, and we'll come back again with another episode of Radcast Outdoors. Thanks.
Thanks again for listening to the Radcast Outdoors podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. If so, please go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Carbon TV, YouTube, or wherever you're listening to this podcast and subscribe, share, and give us a 5-star rating, which helps other people find the show. You can find all of our shows, recipes, giveaways, videos, and much more at radcastoutdoors.com. Please don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We also have a Radcast community on Facebook called Radcast Nation. We'd love for you to join in the conversation there. And of course, please help support our sponsors who make this show possible. Thanks again to PK Lures, Bow Spider, and High Mountain Seasonings. Until next time, get out there and enjoy the outdoors.